This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Pulse Crop Research Specialist Hannah Worrell from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Hannah, let's talk some of your research projects today. Let's start off with the pea and oat project.
Yeah, sure. So we're doing a really fun project. We're kicking that off this year. We've got folks already harvesting biomass samples, and they're getting ready to harvest seed down in Alabama. It's a lot of fun. We have folks here in North Dakota, folks out in Iowa, folks out in Illinois, and all the way out at Cornell that we're doing this project with. We're looking at the interaction of different genotypes of oats and peas, so think varieties. How do they interact with each other together versus singly as a monoculture? And what can we learn from this that we can then translate to something a producer could put in their field. We're really excited about this project.
Interesting and exciting stuff. Thanks, Hannah. Hey, we'll talk chickpeas when we come back.
Travel a little, save a lot. MJ McGuire's in Rugby.
McGuire's is your Ford, Dodge, Ram, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer in Rugby. Hi, this is Zach. Come in today and check out our great selection of new and used vehicles. Plenty to choose from. So give us a call or come in today and see me. McGuire's. Great people, great prices, great products.
Drive a little, save a lot. MJ McGuire's in Rugby.
Skydancer Casino and Resort presents a night of gaming and entertainment with country superstar Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts. Join him for an outdoor concert July 12th. Tickets for this country superstar are only $70, but will increase to $75 30 days before the show. So go to SkydancerCasino.com to buy your tickets early and save.
Talking Pulse Crops with Hannah Worrell today on Ag Issues. And Hannah, tell us about the latest research in chickpeas.
So one of the biggest and most frequent questions that we get from producers is, can you make us a determinant chickpea? So far, the answer is no. We have had no luck. So we've switched directions this year, and we are starting to look at different cultural practices. We're trying to figure out if we can put something else out there that's going to compete, whether water or nutrient resources, or otherwise stress the plant out enough to kind of push that maturity. So this year, we put a trial out in Hettinger, and then we have one up here in Minot as well, looking at chickpea intercropped with a variety of different crops. And hopefully, we'll find something useful out of it. It's a pilot study, so it's very small this year, but we're looking forward to hopefully learning something useful that we can apply on a larger scale next year.
And that brings this report to a close. If you miss one, check us on the website, agissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by MJ McGuire's in Rugby, by Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky's the limit, and enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.